Nope. Seen it. Oh, nah.
Can't find something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream. It's Sky without the dish. Watch unmissable Sky exclusives like The Regime and Netflix too, all over super reliable Sky full fibre broadband. Get Sky Stream, Sky Broadband and Netflix for just €50 a month. Search Sky Stream. Availability subject location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Stream and broadband sold separately. Further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
Seachtain. An Indo Ascaelige.
Time I mon iroachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp. Agus súligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara i gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthcháir na reachtam. Iadach sé tarraing go raibh an orthcháir san i lis dúthail agus gimine fanacht gór a chlig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhin ann thar d'oraach sin, bhin marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
Today on the Indo Daily, a holy mess. Why can't a new maternity hospital get off the ground without years of drama? The new national maternity hospital could cost the taxpayer $1 billion if constructed. But you know, that's not the biggest concern right now.
Do you intend to do the unthinkable and hand over the control of a national maternity hospital that'll cost the state at least $1 billion to the Religious Sisters of Charity and a private company owned by St. Vincent's Holding? We need answers to these questions. These are hugely important and involve half the population. Not necessarily the men in suits are negotiating it,
please,
but it involves the women and girls
please,
who are concerned with it.
This is a hospital that's publicly funded, but owned by a religious organisation that has an ethos that doesn't believe it. They want to give certain procedures, and they continue to have an influence. In the new St. Vincent's Hospital, they've 3 board members.
And while there's no denying that a state-of-the-art facility is desperately needed in place of the state's current largest maternity hospital at Holles Street in Dublin, a question mark looms over its independence.
And we're looking for time to be made available now to have a debate on that, because we don't want any behind-the-scenes secret deals done. We want full debate here in the House about the implications of gifting the National Maternity Hospital of all hospitals to a religious body.
It should not involve the creation of a lease ownership, but rather the transfer of ownership of the site to the state so that there is no uncertainty. You go on to say that the state needs to step up. Well, Eamon Ryan, it is time for you to step up. It is time for you to step up. Your own TDs, Nyasa Hurrigan, was on the radio yesterday saying that this is an incredibly serious issue. She says it goes to the core of why people voted for the Green Party. So can I ask you, have you abandoned the position that you had that a lease agreement is not acceptable, doesn't provide the certainty, or have you now rolled over to the tune of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
So, are secret deals being struck to allow a religious order to have a say in how a new national maternity hospital can function? And if so, what would this mean for certain procedures like, say, the functioning legal termination of pregnancy services or indeed sterilisation? Procedures long promised to the women of Ireland, but which also fly in the face of Catholic ethos. I'm Siobhan Maguire, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Irish Independent news correspondent Ellen Coyne and former master of the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street, Dr. Peter Boylan. Ellen, can I come to you first, perhaps, because you followed and reported on this story extensively. And yet here we are 5 years on, still scratching our heads over these latest developments. Can you bring us up to speed on what has gone on?
Since 2013, there have been plans to co-locate a new National Maternity Hospital at the site of the existing St. Vincent's Hospital at Elm Park in Dublin. In 2017, it emerged that under a plan that had kind of been hammered out between the two hospitals and the HSE, the Sisters of Charity, a religious order which at the time owned St. Vincent's Hospital and the land that the National Maternity Hospital was going to be built on, would end up owning the physical maternity hospital after it was built, which I think at the time was expected to be 200 million of taxpayers' money. That's now gone up to a billion, but that's not unusual, unfortunately, for hospital projects in Ireland. After this emerged, the government, the HSE and those involved in the project were really taken aback by the scale of public anger about this. To put it into context at the time, in 2017, we were post-Tuam. We were a year away from repeal and there was massive anxiety about any perception that there would be any religious involvement, any religious interference in women's healthcare, particularly when it was anticipated that Ireland would be moving towards a point in time when abortion might be legal. And we know that that did follow and that did happen. After the public uproar that followed, you know, a petition that amassed 100,000 signatures, massive demonstrations outside the Department of Health, huge correspondence being sent to politicians, the Sisters of Charity announced that they would be stepping away from healthcare entirely. So that was fairly major because, like a lot of religious orders, they've been involved in healthcare basically since the foundation of the state when religious orders stepped in and founded some of the hospitals that still exist today, like St. Vincent's. Over the course of the following years, there was a lot of wrangling and negotiation between the order and the government about what would happen with the land. Last week, the Sisters of Charity announced that they had transferred their shares to a new company called St. Vincent's Holdings. This, according to St. Vincent's, was a watershed moment where the hospital effectively became secular, where the nuns stepped back and were no longer involved. This was supposed to pave the way for the government to approve a plan for the hospital at Cabinet earlier this week. But due to some existing concerns, which are basically coming from, I think, all of the opposition parties are kind of united on one on this, about lingering questions that they still have and assurances people want that that the new hospital will be absolutely free from religious interference, it's been decided to delay Cabinet signing off on the plan for the new hospital for 2 weeks while those questions are answered. And it's probably going to result in a fairly heated, fairly well-attended health committee debate this coming Wednesday.
Because that's the thing, Peter, we are having the heated debate, and rightly so, because there are still very serious questions over ownership of this land and indeed the secular nature of any new hospital.
You're absolutely right. There's a lot of information that is missing and that needs to come into the public domain in order to clarify what exactly has gone on between the Vatican and the Sisters of Charity in relation to their alienation of their property. You said, Ellen, in your piece today in The Independent, that the Sisters did not need permission from the Vatican. Well, that's absolutely categorically wrong. I'm not sure who told you that. And unfortunately, that was put out by Hollow Street way back in 2018, I think it was. In fact, the Sisters did need permission, and I'd been saying that for some time. We need to see the correspondence from the Vatican telling us how the new St. Vincent's Holdings was going to manage to maintain those canon laws or obey them, if you like. There's a shareholder agreement because the Sisters have transferred their single share. There was one share involved in this. The shareholder agreement, which accompanies the constitution of St. Vincent's Holdings. Now, you don't have to publish it doesn't have to go to the company's registration office. It doesn't have to be attached to the constitution. So it is, at the moment, an unknown and unseen document, and we need to see that. Hollow Street, as it exists at the moment, as a corporate entity, is going to be dissolved. So it's not as if Hollow Street is moving to the site of St. Vincent's. There's a new private company, the National Maternity Hospital, DAC, which has 100 shares, 99 of which are owned, will be owned, because it hasn't been incorporated yet, will be owned by St. Vincent's Holdings. And one share, this magical golden share by the minister, whoever that happens to be at the time. Now, the problem with St. Vincent's Holdings is that it is a Vatican-approved private company which will own the National Maternity Hospital, and its shareholders, who are the directors, have committed to upholding the values and vision of the Sisters of Charity. Now, anybody reasonable will agree that those values and visions enshrine Catholic ethos. You wouldn't expect the Sisters of Charity to have any other ethos or values and visions. And clearly, those values and visions preclude the provision of these modern women's reproductive health care, including abortion under the meaning of the Act of 2018 and sterilization for family planning purposes. Now, St. Vincent say that they do sterilizations. They do when they're clinically indicated. And they said that last October when they answered a parliamentary question. And what they said was, we do sterilizations okay when they're part of other major procedures, but we do not do them when they are not clinically indicated. And the clinically indicated is the giveaway phrase that is repeated several times during the papers that are the legal papers that have been in the public domain relating to the Holles Street, the NMHDAC relationship with St. Vincent's Holdings. When I was Master of Holles Street, I introduced sterilisation for women who requested it when it was not, if you like, clinically indicated. And I was called up to the Archbishop's office and he told me, you cannot be doing this because it is not clinically indicated. When the sisters said that they were leaving, they issued a press statement in which they said, we are gifting lands worth 200 million to the people of Ireland. Now, they were doing no such thing, so that was another misleading statement coming from them. They need to do the honourable thing, honour their commitment and gift the land to the people of Ireland. That would remove so many problems. Now, one of the things that would, would meet with approval from a lot of people who are concerned would be if a list of the specific procedures, termination of pregnancy under the 2018 Act, sterilisation for the purpose of family planning, etc., if those procedures were listed in the licence agreement between the two hospitals.
I'm just going to ask Ellen if you want to come in on that particular point.
Yeah, I think on a few things. Like, I think the last points that Dr. Boylan made there is a good one about the fact that we've never had an explanation about why the land hasn't been handed over. And over the course of the 5 years, the Sisters of Charity, to my recollection, have never given an interview on this. And maybe it would be helpful at this point over the course of these 2 weeks if they did do that. Obviously, Dr. Boylan is a fantastic advocate for women's rights and has been a fantastic advocate on this issue, and is totally within his right to disagree with some of my reporting. But just to say on that fact that was printed in the paper the other day, it was mentioned to me by one source that the sisters did not need permission from the Vatican. And I did run it by two other senior sources close to the project. But if Dr. Boylan still wants to disagree with it, that's fine. It is an established fact that the Sisters of Charity did ask the Vatican for approval before transferring their shares. But what is not a fact is that St. Vincent's Holdings, the new company, was ever approved by the Vatican, or the Vatican was ever involved in the establishment of that new company. So I think that that might be an issue that might be worth ironing out or addressing over the course of the next 2 weeks. On the other aspect, which I think is one that is drawing a lot of understandable concern about the availability of certain procedures and whether or not St. Vincent's was operating under a Catholic ethos. And unfortunately, at times when we have had reports of Catholic ethos as being enforced in Irish hospitals, it's been nebulous, it's been difficult to prove, it's never been written down on paper. So that's understandable. But I think that it's worth pointing out that at Cabinet the other day, according to a couple of senior sources, the Attorney General gave advice indicating that the new National Maternity Hospital would actually have stronger protections, ensuring the availability of certain procedures, maybe like sterilisation or abortion, that's actually stronger than what's in place at any other maternity hospital in Ireland at the moment, which if it was in place at other maternity hospitals would mean that we wouldn't have a situation where 8 state-run hospitals are not providing abortion services.
With regard to the 8 hospitals that don't provide terminations at the moment, which are owned by the HSE, the minister says that he will be intervening to ensure that procedures are done in the new National Maternity Hospital. Well, the minister cannot even get 8 hospitals to provide termination of pregnancy services.
But I think the point is that the new maternity hospital would be under a completely different framework that does not exist at any other maternity hospital in Ireland at the moment. So it's not really comparable, because the safeguards and the clauses in the constitution in the new National Maternity Hospital, according to the Attorney General, are absolutely unique.
The minister couldn't even get the maternity hospitals to agree to allow partners in during the pandemic. With regard to the Vatican approval for the formation of St. Vincent's Holdings, it's a fact under canon law that they did have to, when the value of the assets that they're transferring is more than 3.5 million. If you Google it, alienation of church property, you'll see it's very, very clear, and it doesn't take an awful lot of research to find that out.
But do we know that the Vatican did approve the new St. Vincent's Holdings? I haven't seen any evidence that the Vatican had any involvement in the establishment of the new company.
Yeah, I'm coming to that now, Ellen. The letter of approval from the Vatican says that in accordance with the petition that the sisters had approval to alienate their property into St. Vincent's Holdings. And that's why we need a site of the correspondence, the petition to the Vatican, the correspondence from the Vatican, and the shareholder agreement. Now, none of those have been put into the public domain yet, and we do need to see those in order to clarify and, you know, for purposes of transparency and so on. And if those documents do not cause any concerns, well, then that changes things. But we do need to see them, and we need to see them all.
There is one fundamental factor at hand here, improving healthcare for women, right? That women need this new facility.
Yes, indeed. The design is wonderful, the hospital and all the rest of it. And I fully support the co-location, proper co-location, not integration the way Vincent's wanted, by the way, of an independent national maternity hospital on the same site as St. Vincent's. So let's get that out of the way. I do support the project. So they said in their press announcement when they said they were leaving, they said that we are gifting lands worth 200 million to the people of Ireland. But, you know, that was a completely misleading statement. Mm. They're gifting it to St. Vincent's Holdings, which is not the people of Ireland. St. Vincent's Holdings is a private company. Now, with regard to the repeated, and I would classify as scaremongering, depictions of the National Maternity Hospital as being unfit for purpose and therefore dangerous, patient satisfaction levels in Holles Street are running at 95%. The problem at the hospital at the moment is what doctors and what hospitals will describe as the hotel facilities, that is the bathroom facilities and so on. There's only one Nightingale ward, which has 14 beds in it. So the image that is given of the hospital is really scaremongering. Delivery numbers in Holles Street have gone down by 25% in the last several years. The last year when there was so few deliveries was 1994 compared to 2020. I think it's misleading to describe it as effectively falling down. The building certainly is old. It was built in the 1930s. It is not a Victorian or Edward. It's not. It doesn't go way back, as some people have depicted. There's been a huge amount of misinformation trying to spin this thing.
I'm going to bring Ellen in again because there's more shaking off the head here.
No, first of all, on the first point that Dr. Boylan made, I think that it would have been really helpful if before now, as I said before, the Sisters of Charity had communicated with the public through something other than just statements, because that's all it's been for the last 5 years. And maybe through that forum, we would have been able to get a better answer to the question that keeps coming up, and rightfully so, why can't they just gift the land in the true meaning of the term gift? So I agree with Dr. Boylan on that. I also am not one bit surprised that satisfaction among women who've given birth in Holles Street is so high, because the staff there are absolutely phenomenal. And as someone who gave birth there within just over a year ago, that rings true to me completely. I'm not one bit surprised. But having spent time on that Nightingale ward that has been featured so much on the news, it certainly didn't feel to me like a state-of-the-art hospital that matched the excellent clinical and medical skill that is provided by staff.
You need to have people to say, what could possibly go wrong? And people should have sat down when it was agreed by the boards that the hospital would be owned by the Registered Sisters of Charity. I was one of very few people who said, well, what could possibly go wrong with the Sisters of Charity owning a maternity hospital, given the history of the relationship between the Catholic Church and the care of women in Ireland over all these years? But unfortunately, it was agreed. And every time there was any sort of attempt by Holles Street to maintain independence, Vincent's threatened to walk off the pitch. And I suspect that's what's happened this time. The Vatican doesn't even approve of birth control, for God's sake.
But that would be if it was a Catholic hospital. But I think that those, you know, involved in the project are making it very clear that it is not going to be a Catholic hospital. Maybe that's just a difference of opinion between yourself and the... But I just think we need to be careful to be implying that a board with identifiable directors is under canon law or could possibly be under canon law, when at the moment we actually have no evidence to suggest that at all.
Well, that's because the hospital hasn't been built and is not up and running. The directors are committed, as I said earlier, to upholding the values and so on of the Sisters of Charity. So do those values include the provision of abortion?
Well, I think the values of Mary Aikenhead have been listed, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but they're things like advocacy, justice, equality, things that would be values that would be very common in the constitution of any secular any kind of secular company existing in Ireland at the moment.
And the phrase "a voice for the voiceless," which is code for...
I don't think you can say that that's code for anti... Like, I mean, that's... I think you're kind of projecting meaning onto it that is... you don't have evidence for that at all.
But he is entitled to interpretation.
But I'm just saying that, you know, this is a company with identifiable directors, and to suggest that an anti-abortion ethos is being stitched into a new maternity hospital, I think is, you know, some people might argue that that's defamatory.
But if the Catholic Church are involved, they are anti-abortion.
But the Catholic Church aren't involved, is the point. I think that's the whole point, claims that this is a Catholic hospital are not backed up by any evidence that I can certainly see at the moment.
Riddle me this. how on earth have the Vatican approved the transfer of the sister's assets in order to facilitate the building of a hospital in which abortion is going to take place?
Because the Sisters of Charity are stepping away, announced that they were stepping away from healthcare entirely, not just from the maternity hospital, but from their involvement in St. Vincent's Hospital entirely. And in order to step away from healthcare...
They needed the permission of the Vatican.
So why? But surely if the Vatican thought it was... Yeah, they got the permission. But if the Vatican was imposing its values... it wouldn't be the Sisters of Charity stepping away from healthcare at all. Like, I mean, you're kind of getting into a space there where you're suggesting that this is like a Trojan horse to sneak Catholic values into a hospital in South Dublin in, you know, post-repeal Ireland, when the Catholic Church is absolutely in retreat, and when, you know, religious orders like the Sisters of Charity have, you know, decreasing numbers. I just can't actually follow... I'm trying really hard, but I can't follow the logic.
Can you imagine, or can you answer the question, do you think that the Vatican have approved the transfer of assets in order to facilitate the building of a hospital in which abortion will take place?
From what I can see, the Vatican approved the transfer to allow the Sisters of Charity to step away from healthcare entirely. Following on from that, a new National Maternity Hospital is being built, at which, according to the Attorney General, every appropriate legally available healthcare service for women will be available.
All right. Facts and there's opinions and all the rest of it.
Oh, there absolutely are.
There would be one final question I'd like to ask, but I'm afraid where I might go. I mean, are we ever actually going to see this maternity hospital built with all parties involved happy?
I think I dearly wish that the hospital will be built, and I dearly wish that it will be independent, not owned by a private company, which has been, whose constitution and so on has been approved by the Vatican. And I do not want to see my colleagues working for a private company in which the governors and so on, the owner will have, which is owned by a private company and a subsidiary of a private company, which has been approved by the Vatican. That's my concern, if it's independent. And I would dearly wish that the sisters would honour their commitment to give the lands to the people of Ireland. And the government should have more courage to get on with it and just demand it.
Thank you, Peter. Ellen?
Yeah, I think that everyone hopes that this this hospital project happens as soon as possible. I also hope that this entire saga doesn't result in, if and when the hospital is being built, its name being kind of tarnished or associated with a kind of scandal or disapproval or under suspicion in any way. I think everyone is coming from a good place on this, and everyone has the best interests of women at heart. And I think that it'll be a very interesting 2 weeks to try to see the Dáil come together on this issue. I'm sure this is not the end of the debate here.
My thanks there to Ellen Coyne, Irish Independent news correspondent and former master of the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street, Dr. Peter Boylan. I'm Siobhan Maguire, and today's episode of the Indo Daily was presented and produced by myself, researched by Gareth Mulhall, recorded by Gavin Hennessy, with sound design by Dara Kelly. archive clips from Oireachtas Television. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow, and leave us a review.